Welcome to episode 416 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps us to keep our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy and George. So here at Outlander Travel, we've talked extensively about Universal Orlando Resort in Orlando. Well, we recently had a chance to travel to the other side of the country to experience the other Universal. Located in star-studded Hollywood lies Universal Hollywood Resort. And we are lucky to welcome Lisa Mullins, the Business Development Manager for Universal Parks and Resorts Vacations. Lisa joined the Universal team in 2018. In her current role, her primary responsibility is to work with key travel trade accounts and to drive vacation package, ticket, and hotel revenue for Universal Orlando Resort and Universal Studios Hollywood. Lisa has over 20 years' experience in the travel industry in both Europe and in the United States. And Lisa is originally from Ireland and moved to the United States in 2012. In Ireland, she worked as a travel agent primarily focused on selling the United States. So welcome, Lisa. Yay!
Hey, thank you. So good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, so let's get started. So tell us, okay, so Universal Studio Hollywood, there's a lot of really big differences between what we're used to on the East Coast as to the West Coast. Why don't we start there?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they are two completely different destinations. You know, obviously they have the theme running through them of a Universal theme park. But I think Hollywood, you know, Universal Studios Hollywood, you're really going there and it's all about the movies. You know, that is what sets that destination apart. First and foremost, it is a working movie studio. So there is live recordings, there's TV shows, there's movies being filmed there every single day. And I think that is what makes the whole vibe very different. And then, of course, we have the theme park element alongside it. So you're getting kind of the best of two worlds almost. You know, you have that working movie experience and you have the added theme park experience as well. So it's definitely, definitely worth doing and is a very different experience than our Orlando resort. I think in Hollywood, you know, one of the standout things is that every single guest that enters the park also has access to our backlot tour. So you get to do that studio tour, you board the tram and you go and see all of these, you know, literally where famous movies and TV shows were made. In some cases, you get to see them actually happening as you go through. I mean, as you mentioned, we were all there only several weeks ago, and the new Quantum Leap TV show was being filmed right there. You could see all the all the crew, all the equipment, and you're just getting
that's what that
view.
Was.
Yeah, it was the Quantum Leap show. Yeah.
Well, can because they stopped our tram right in the middle of the tour because they're like
to be quiet.
It was quiet on the set and everything. They were filming. And they stopped us and they're like, okay, now you can go.
And the guys, you know, the guys that are on, and the guys that are on the tram, you know, they know where to look and they have these little, you know, it's like in a studio when you see that red light and there's, you know, it's a live set or there's something live happening. So they know to look for that. They'll let everyone on the tram know, you know, either be quiet or we're going to reroute a little bit, and they know where, you know, they'll point out kind of what's happening, what's going on. But in some cases, it's super obvious. As I say, that Quantum Leap recording, I mean, you can see all of the equipment, you can see all the crew. It was pretty fun.
I wanted to talk about that studio tour just for a second, because one of the coolest things I thought was that they told us to go ahead and grab some snacks and drinks before the tour, and we got to drink on the tour. We got to drink like Trulies and have some
pretzels. Hey, yeah, why not?
And, yeah, I was like, oh,
this is
really
cool. Yeah, they had a beer
really
stand
cool.
right there.
Yeah, they told us to go ahead and do that. Yeah, that was really cool. And the whole tour was very cool. I liked how they incorporated parts of things that are in Orlando, you know, some of the backstage movie things like the Kong movie and the like that.
True, yeah, it's like a backstage tour with some attractions built in as well. It's really fun. I think my favorite one is where it shows how they do the flooding scene where, you know, in all different movies where the water just comes down the street and like they show you that right there. So yeah, it's fun as you go through and they're pointing out things. I mean, it just looks like a pretty run-of-the-mill set. You know, it's an average-looking building, an average-looking street, but then they'll show you the movie that was created there, and as soon as you see that little clip, I mean, you see exactly how it works and how it fit into that movie. So it is just a really fun, you know, it's a different experience to go and see literally how they make the movies.
And how many times they repurposed certain, like, streets, you know? like, one street would be in, like, so many different movies. That was really cool. Yeah.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I loved walking or seeing where they filmed The Good Place. And so they had
because that one's still kind of set up as is. Yes, exactly. Yes. That one's still really true to the show right now. So it is cool to see.
Yep.
Nice.
So then, on top of that, we've also got a couple of different rides and things that they don't have at Universal Orlando.
Absolutely, yeah. So one of the newest that we opened, back when we opened after the pandemic, you know, we won't mention it too much, but when we reopened the park, we opened with the Secret Life of Pets off the leash attraction. So that is something still pretty brand new and very exclusive to Hollywood. That is not in Florida. So that's a cool experience to enjoy that in Hollywood. Personally, I absolutely loved it. I think it's, you know, super cute, super family friendly. It's not a big thrill and spill ride, but it's all about just the quality of the animation, quality of the animatronics, and just the whole story is so cute. You know, you go through and you become a pet and you journey through the streets of New York and then you're on your way to find your new adoptive family. So it's just, for me, it's all the feels. I think the building where it's staged, you know, looks exactly like they've just plucked it out of the movie, and all the little details as you go through the queue system where you get to see some of the characters, you know, live and, you know, in real life almost, and then you get to do the ride itself, which is just so cute. And also the merchandise when you come out is I spent a lot of money there.
I loved where, you know, you were, it was like you were going through the doggy wash, and so you
the got, doggy like, wash kind of and the blow dry
blow dried and everything. Yeah, that was really,
and did you see where when you go through that section and it's like you're looking at a mirror but you're seeing yourself as a pet, like when you move the little pet copies you, so you can wave, you can, like, you know, open your mouth, you can move around and the little pet will copy you. So it's just the cutest thing.
It really, really is. Okay, and then I really liked, so I mean, you guys have the Shrek at Orlando, but they're getting rid of Shrek.
Well, yes. Well, Shrek has already left Orlando, I'm afraid.
Yes,
so that,
but
that
you
is
have
no
Kung
longer.
Fu Panda.
Correct. So we, yes, where Shrek used to be in Hollywood, we have revamped that attraction and it is now the Kung Fu Panda. And that just, you know, it's a whole DreamWorks theater. It's just new. It's updated. It's obviously a new story where you're following Po the Panda. And it's a lot of those classic DreamWorks characters that you know. And then we also have just, again, updated visuals, updated animation. It's a more rounded experience in the entire theater. So it's just, again, something kind of new and improved and updated over there in California.
Yeah, I really needed to see it more than, I only got to see it once, but I really needed to see it more than once because there's so much going on around
it's you. All around you, yeah, which is a really cool experience. You know, it's very Universal, I think, in general, does immersive very well, and I think that's always something that we try to achieve, that when you step into, even now, I think when you step into queue systems or step into the actual attraction, the whole concept is that you're fully immersed in that experience. And even, I think, Kung Fu Panda does that because the action is going on all around the theater.
Mm, yes, definitely. Yeah. And also for the little kids, we've got Super Silly Funland.
We do. I mean, it would not be Universal without a Minions Super City Funland. So, you know, that's definitely a fun area. I mean, Universal is always known for some of its bigger kind of thrill rides, but we absolutely want to make sure that we have those other areas that appeal to the family and to those smaller kids, and that they can still have a phenomenal day over there too. So
that was super cute. And I thought the theming was really good throughout the whole thing. It was really cute. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's very, very cute. And then also, you know, talking a little bit still about what's new in California, we have revamped the Jurassic Park ride and it is now Jurassic World, the ride. So that is another element that's different over in Hollywood. Did you guys get to experience that when you were there a couple weeks ago?
Loved it.
Yes, and it was very well done.
Yes, yeah. I think we did an awesome job at, again, kind of revamping and updating that attraction. And again, it's very, very different than the Orlando ride. You know, that now is kind of in Orlando. It's more of a classic now, whereas in Hollywood, it is the latest, greatest. We have the new dinosaurs. You have the new Grand Aquarium. So just a really cool update, kind of tying in with the final Jurassic World movie, you know, so really bringing it all together.
I love
the... Yeah, you guys are really kind of pressed for space. So that they have the escalators that take you down into Jurassic World.
I mean, that's another kind of like distinctive point of California, is the way that it's built. Because, you know, you're in the Hollywood Hills. That's the whole idea. That's exactly where the park is located. So you're on these different levels. And those, you know, those escalators are pretty big. I think you go down 3 or 4 sets to take you from the upper lot down to the lower lot, which is just a little bit unique. But it also gives you phenomenal views of that area and some great views of the Hollywood Hills. So that's just a fun element, that when you're going down to that lower lot, you get a great kind of bird's eye view of the whole park too, down on that level.
At the Jurassic World, I loved the dinosaur that was like out there, and the handler that was talking, and you could go get your picture made.
Yes, the interaction.
And how they stayed in character the whole time, and, you know, asked if anybody had questions, and little kids were asking, like, what do they eat? You know, it's just so cute. It was really cool.
I mean, what we're able to do now with those characters and those costumes is phenomenal. And that one's, you know, again, different and unique, because it's a fully freestanding dinosaur, and you're really able to get up close and get those, you know, get those shots and get those photos. And that's what it's all about, is taking away those kind of memories and having those photos for the kids when, you know, when you've had your day at Universal. So,
yeah, the actors did a really good job.
And you guys have a couple of shows, too.
Nice.
You guys have a couple of shows that go on that are a little different as well.
Absolutely, yes. We have, which has been there for years now at this point, but it stays because it is so, so popular. It gets super high guest ratings all the time, and that is our Waterworld show. So I think everyone, you know, has heard of that Kevin Costner movie back in the day. I think it was the most expensive movie ever made, or one of. We have that live Waterworld show in Universal Studios Hollywood. So it's a live action stunt show. So that is a hugely popular event. I mean, you need to look at the show times throughout the day, plan your day for which one you want. And you do need to get there, I mean, I would say a good 30 minutes in advance, because they will close, it'll fill, and they will rope it off, and the performance will be full. So you do need to make sure you're kind of planning to go and see it. And what I loved as well, when you go up to the theater and you're entering in, you'll see on the side pictures of all the different actors that are going to be in the show that day. And, you know, because you're in Hollywood, they're all working actors, and it will show you the TV shows they're in. Like when I was there, the guys were from, you know, CSI, from Hawaii 5-0, you know, shows that you recognize. SWAT, I think some of them were in. So you know that you're looking at actual kind of TV actors, and they come in and out and do different performances of the Waterworld show. So that was pretty fun, I thought.
See, I need to go back because I missed it.
You also have the... Yeah, we did.
Oh, well, there you go, Sandy. Yeah, well, perfect excuse to go back.
Definitely. We did miss it, so yes, have to go back. But you've got a couple other shows. You've got a special effects show.
There is a couple more within the park, and of course then we also have the, you know, there is a part of the Wizarding World within Universal Studios Hollywood. We have Hogsmeade and the Hogwarts Castle, so we have the projection show on the castle as well. And then another big feature, I think, that, you know, I noticed when I was there a couple weeks ago, there are so many character interactions around the park. You know, there's just so many. Yeah, just, I mean, I'm trying to think, we saw, you know, obviously it was kind of Halloween themed still when we were there just a couple of weeks ago. So I know we saw Frankenstein, Hello Kitty was there in her Halloween costume. We saw Beetlejuice, you know, there was just a ton of character interactions just as you go around the park, which is pretty fun.
All of the Scooby-Doo characters were there, the whole gang. Frankenstein,
the Simpsons, I saw
Dracula,
as well, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And so accessible. Just walking around, you could walk right up to them and get pictures.
Yeah, they're just
so
there.
Easy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, it's another nice feature of Hollywood is personally, in my experience on the times I've been there, it never seems as hectic as Orlando. You know, Orlando is obviously the bigger destination. We probably definitely get more visitors. So I think Hollywood is, it's just nice and a bit more chill. And like you say, it's just everything's easy accessible. The characters are there. You can get your photos. It's all nice and kind of chill.
Yeah, I walked into Hogsmeade and I was shocked at how, you know, I could put my arms out and not hit anybody.
Yeah, which is nice. Yeah.
So they do have, that's one of the things about Universal is that they have the Harry Potter stuff, and that is also there as well.
Yes, yes. So, you know, there is a piece of it. We have, as I mentioned, the Hogsmeade Village. So we have, you know, we have all of those kind of classic locations that people know, and then the village will lead you up to Hogwarts Castle. So we do have Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey within the castle, but it is you know, a smaller version compared to the Orlando Park, but it's still enough to give those Harry Potter fans a good experience and a good taster. And you know, if guests are maybe going to go to the West Coast for the first time ever to experience Harry Potter, it will give them a good idea of you know, even more in Orlando. So
yeah, a nice
And you've also got Transformers down at the bottom.
Yes, yes, Transformers. Yeah, is in the lower lot down where the Jurassic World the ride is, and also where the Mummy is. And the Mummy is a slightly different ride than the Orlando Park, so you know, it is a little bit of a different experience there too for the Mummy. And then the Transformers is right by the Mummy too.
Yeah, and then they've also got the Simpsons area as well.
Yep, we have Springfield, so we have all of that fun stuff there too. Again, the characters were out the last time I was there, so you know, it's there is a lot of crossover with keeping the brand and keeping the integrity of the characters across both parks, but they just all have a slightly different feel to them.
Yep, you can still get your Lard Lad donuts.
You can still get your fix for sure. We gotta make sure
your Flaming Mo.
So,
yeah.
Yes, yes. So, and then let's also talk about some of the festivals or event throughout the year.
Really, we have kind of in Hollywood, we have two, I would say, marquee events. We're in one right now, which is, of course, the Halloween Horror Night season. So we also, you know, that takes place in Universal Studios Hollywood. It's the same. It's a separately ticketed event, so takes place in the evening time. We have the haunted houses. We have the scare zones, the scare actors. But what sets Hollywood apart a little bit is that we have the Terror Tram tour. So where I mentioned that backlot tour that, you know, everybody can access during the day, where you have those trams and they take you into the backlot. During Halloween, we kind of repurpose them, and the tram will take you into some like exclusive houses and scare zones. So that's a little bit different over in California as well, and gets great response from the fans.
That's really cool. Huh.
What about at the holiday? Yes, yes, it is. And we saw some of that when we were on the tram tour at the very end. They took us to an area where they would almost like drop you off.
Yeah, so one of actually the new sets that we've just added to that backlot tour is the Jordan Peele Nope set. So that's now like an evergreen set that's going to be part of that backlot tour. But for this season that we're in, for the event for Halloween, that's kind of repurposed, and there's some extra features for the Halloween event too. So, you know, like as I say, they're all kind of working movie lots and sets. So we're able to repurpose and really avail of that when we're recreating the Halloween event.
What kind of special things do you do during the holidays?
During the holidays, we in California, we of course, it's, you know, it's all about the decorations. So especially the Wizarding World is always a go-to for the holiday season. You know, the Hogsmeade area is beautiful. We have our Christmas time at Hogwarts Castle. And then, you know, we just have some different characters throughout the parks, you know, like we saw for Halloween, where you had Frankenstein, where you had Hello Kitty in her Halloween costume. You know, we just put a holiday spin on everything during the holiday season over there.
So is the Grinch stuff exclusive to Orlando, or is there any Grinch Dr. Seuss kind
of
stuff? Yes,
well, it is in terms of the, like, the theater show, so the Hula Day show, that is exclusive to Orlando. And then this year where we have brought back the character Breakfast with the Grinch, yes, those things are exclusive to Orlando.
Okay.
And the same with the Macy's Parade, the holiday parade featuring Macy's, that is in our Orlando park.
Yeah, I've seen that one too. That's awesome.
So tell us what's really new and exciting coming to Hollywood.
Yes, well, the big news, of course, for California, for Universal Studios Hollywood, is that early next year, we will be opening the first U.S. Super Nintendo World. So I always joke that, you know, it's going to be a game changer for Hollywood. But we are very excited for that. I think that's going to be a really big deal. And we're already seeing a lot of hype, a lot of interest. Also, just recently, they released the new trailer for the new Mario movie. So there's just, it's all going to kind of come together and just, you know, raise that hype and raise that excitement. And we are due to open early next year. So waiting to hear on an official date. So, you know, watch this space. We're hoping to have that kind of information very soon. But, you know, already when guests are there and we talked about going down to that lower lot, you can already see it's pretty much fully formed. You can see the shape and you can see the whole area. So it's very exciting to see. And I do think it's a big deal to have that in California a couple years before it's going to come to the Orlando park.
Yeah, we already saw some of the, in the stores, we saw some of the Mario.
Oh, yeah, the merchandise.
Merchandise. I was looking for already. Zelda, though. And I couldn't find anything Zelda, so I'm hoping
stuff
that it's coming.
Stuff sells out there. I mean, if you saw as well in the stores that they limit you to buying only four of any one style, because it's just, the merch is like running out the door. People love it.
That's cool.
That is definitely true. So, yeah. So also, you guys have a City Walk area as well.
We do indeed, yes. So, you know, once the park closes, that in the evening hours, you can come on out to City Walk and we have some great kind of dining options. We have, of course, our movie theater, keeping across that brand with Universal and the movies. It wouldn't be City Walk without a cinema, a movie theater right there. And then we do have some familiar restaurants. You know, we have, of course, Antojitos, the Mexican. We have Vivo Italian. They are in the process of constructing a Tootsum Chocolate Emporium in City Walk in Hollywood. So very exciting to see that come online. And then, you know, we've other options like Buca di Beppo. There's, you know, there's loads of great choices, more stores, more merchandise. So yeah, it's just a fun place to kind of come together and chill and have a nice meal and a drink after you've had a day in the park.
It was really massive. Was. We went over to Buca di Beppo and yeah, we thought it was, is it bigger? The City Walk?
No, I actually don't think so. No, it's maybe because it's kind of more of a straight shot down. You know, it's one continuous. Yeah. Whereas in Orlando, I guess it is also kind of two levels. There's different parts of it. So maybe it just because you walk on a straight shot down City Walk, it feels like that. But it's definitely a great size. I mean, there's a lot of great options in there.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. So, and finally, let's talk about the hotels in the area, because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a little different than what we're used to.
Yeah, yeah. So I think, as you say, people in Orlando are used to staying, as we term, on-site, meaning you're kind of in that campus and, you know, it's a Universal hotel and you're right there and we have the water taxis and the walking paths and all of that good stuff. Hollywood is a little bit different. As you say, we're kind of, you know, we're maxed on the space that we have there. So our piece of land is full and we're at the point where, you know, even to build Super Nintendo World, we had to repurpose a soundstage. So we took away a soundstage in order to build that new world for Super Nintendo. So what that means really is that we never had the space to build our own hotels. So our approach for Hollywood is that we just have some great partnerships in that area. Now we have partnerships, I think we're up to about 40 or 50 hotels. They're all loaded in VAC. So when you're making that reservation, you can see the full choice of hotels in the area. But I will say if your clients are looking to be right there, the two closest hotels are the Sheraton Universal and then also the Hilton Los Angeles Universal City. So So those two hotels, they are located actually right beside each other pretty much. And then from each of those, you can walk up into, walk straight up to the parks. It's probably a 7-8 minute walk, just to, you know, depending on your pace, but it is super close. And they're great hotels. Some of them, you know, depending on the room you're in, some of them have great views looking right over the park. But yeah, you are right there. So essentially they are on-site hotels, but we just term them as a partner hotel. We, you know, we have that partnership with Sheraton and with Hilton. But you know, another great feature for Hollywood, what we've done recently, I think we just did it at the end of last year, because you know, we know Super Nintendo is coming. We really do anticipate the interest and the demand for California to really rise. So we've also added what we call LA area experiences. So that means you have a full range of tours and excursions that you can also book for your clients and really make a full kind of California vacation. So things like, you know, of course, the Hollywood tour, and we have a full day in LA that hits all the hot spots like Beverly Hills, Santa Monica, the Walk of Fame, all that fun stuff. If you want to do the celeb homes tour, we even have like surf lessons at Venice Beach. So there's a lot of great stuff that you now have access to sell. And the idea is that, you know, Universal, really, you can get the park done pretty much in a day, or, you know, maximum 2 days. But then you can also add all of these other great experiences so that you can really have a 4 or 5 day California vacation and do everything in that area. And we have hotels in all of those locations. So if you want to do a couple days in Hollywood at the park, and then you want to move over to Santa Monica and be over by the beach, you can do all of that in one package booking.
That's that awesome.
Our clients are going to love that.
Yeah. And it's much easier to really promote that and market that. You know, you're not trying to get clients to go all the way to the West Coast for a single day in a park. You're really talking to them about a full California vacation. And of course, you know, Universal will be a part of that. So it's just easier for the messaging. It's easier to promote, you know, and who doesn't want more content and you know, more products to sell. So it's kind of a win-win, I think.
Well, Lisa, we really enjoyed our time at Universal, and we want to thank you so much for inviting us to come check it out.
I was thrilled you guys could make it. I think, like every product, getting to see it and being there and getting your own content, your own videos, photos, just helps everyone, I think. And as I say, we're very excited for next year. You know, hopefully you guys are in our Universal partner community. You're following us on our Facebook pages. You know, as soon as we have official news on exactly when Super Nintendo World is going to open, there's going to be a lot of promotion on that. And also we're waiting to hear exactly how it's going to work, because we do anticipate a lot of demand. So we're not sure whether, you know, how we will control those numbers or really, you know, work the opening, at least the first few weeks or the first couple months. So yeah, we're all excited to kind of see how that's going to happen and how we can get your guests in there and, you know, get people in to experience it soon. So definitely a lot of good stuff in store for Hollywood.
Yes. Well, that's our show for this week. And then we want to thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can also find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. So we would love to hear from you. And thank you so much for Lisa Mullins for joining us today.
Yay. Thank you, guys. Thanks so much for having me. That was fun to chat all things Hollywood.
So on behalf of Sandy, George, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.